is The Working Parent Handbook, written by Christina Oki, read for you by Sarani Wexford. Introduction. There is a particular hour in a working parent's life that no one talks about in the magazines. It happens somewhere around 7:42 in the evening. The dishes are not done. One child has just announced, with the casual cruelty of a 6-year-old, that they cannot eat dinner because the chicken is touching the rice. Another child is doing homework that you cannot help with because you cannot remember how long division works, and frankly, this is not the long division you grew up with. Your phone is buzzing because someone at work has sent a message that begins with the word quick. Your partner is in the other room, doing their own version of the same scene. Somewhere in the back of your mind, you are also supposed to be thinking about the snack sign-up sheet for Friday. You sit down on the kitchen floor for a moment, not because you have decided to, because your legs have decided for you. This is the hour I wrote this book for. I am not a parenting expert. I am a mother of 3, ages 4, 9, and 12, and I spent a decade as a product manager at a software company before I started writing full-time. I am Nigerian-American. My mother raised 6 children and worked nights as a nurse. My father is an engineer who believes that any problem can be solved with a spreadsheet, including the problem of 2 siblings fighting over the last piece of meat. I grew up in a house where work was assumed, where children were assumed, and where the negotiation between the two was assumed to be your problem to solve, quietly, without complaint. That worked for my parents in some ways. It did not work in others. I have spent the last 15 years trying to figure out which parts to keep, which parts to throw out, and which parts to invent, because no one I know has done it before. This book is what I have learned, not from research, although I have read the research, from living it badly and then a little better, and then badly again and then better, from talking to other working parents in school pickup lines, on subway platforms, at office desks, and in the dim glow of a phone screen at midnight, from my husband Tunde, who is a hospital administrator and who, at the beginning of our marriage, did not know how to load a dishwasher and now runs the household calendar with more precision than I do. The book is for parents of children between roughly 0 and 12. It is written for 2-parent households, single-parent households, divorced co-parenting households, blended families, and the household where the grandmother lives upstairs and runs the show. It is for parents who work for someone else, parents who work for themselves, parents who work 2 jobs, and parents who are between jobs and trying to figure out how to talk to their children about that. It is not for parents who have help. I mean, it is for those parents too, of course. If you have a nanny and a cleaning service and a meal delivery and a partner who works from home and likes to cook, you are welcome here. But I am not writing for the version of working parenthood that the influencer in your feed performs, the one where everyone is wearing matching linen and the snacks are arranged by color on a wooden tray. I am writing for the version where you forgot it was picture day until you saw the other kids in collared shirts at drop-off, and you spent the whole car ride home trying to remember if your child even owns a collared shirt. A few things this book is not. It is not a book about doing more. We are doing too much already. If anything, this book is about doing less more honestly. It is not a book about achieving balance. Balance is a word that sounds good and means nothing. A scale is balanced when both sides hold the same weight. A working parent's life is not a scale. It is a kitchen with too many burners on, and the question is, which one is about to boil over and which one can simmer for another 20 minutes? It is not a book about gentle parenting or attachment parenting or any other branded parenting. I have nothing against any of these. I have used pieces of all of them. But I am suspicious of any parenting style that requires you to perform a particular tone of voice all day while also holding down a job. People who can do that for 40 years without snapping are not parents. They are saints, and we should leave them alone to pray. It is not a book about your children. It is a book about you. Your children are going to be mostly fine. They are more durable than the internet suggests. What is wearing thin is you. The schedule, the snacks, the meetings, the laundry, the homework, the dentist appointments, the school emails, the partner's calendar, the in-laws' opinions, the part of your brain that used to belong to you and now belongs to remembering that the library books